Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Second date update.
And whenever I go on a solo date, I like to spoil myself.
Well, good for you, Jeffrey.
Aww. Me too, dog.
And what does that include?
Yeah.
Well, a magnum bottle of wine.
Oh.
Wow.
A
for
box
yourself?
Of magnums.
Okay.
The chocolate, the chocolate ice cream bars.
Oh, yeah. I love those things. Yeah.
And then kicking my feet up on the couch and watching Magnum P.I.
Okay, I see a theme
here. 1991, season 4, episode 6.
Very specific.
It's my way of spoiling myself on dates.
Okay.
But one of our listeners, Mark, says he spoiled his lady when he went out the other night.
Uh-oh.
And I'm definitely interested to hear about it. Mark, welcome to the show. Can I call you Magnum Mark, though?
Mm. I'm a gentleman, but I will accept.
All right.
Oh. Hey.
I feel like that's a name you already got from maybe one of your ex-lovers. But Magnum Mark, tell us a little bit about the date that you went on the other night. What happened?
So here's the deal. I don't like to just like willy-nilly through things. I'm the kind of guy who I kind of like to spoil the ladies that I go out on dates
okay.
with.
I'm the same, bro.
I'm Rest listening.
The choir.
Yeah.
Small choir.
I mean, Alexis likes that you're still single. So
my ears perked.
You're a gentleman.
Yeah, I mean, why not keep it interesting, you know? So like by spoiling them, I mean and surprises. Ooh.
Gifts.
Ooh, okay.
Why are you doing this on a first date? Like, it feels like, I don't know, if I went out with a guy, I'd be like, what is
how
he hiding?
How are you already
he's
shaming him?
Something.
Brooke, you don't even know what he's done
yeah,
here.
You need to go with the guitar.
The idea.
That's what I said. I didn't want to be a pessimist, but I'm just trying to, you know,
but
figure it out.
Worked. Okay.
I like to spice things up. Okay. I like to keep things interesting. I always have like full disclosure that this is what I like to do on my profile.
Okay. So people know going in. It isn't a surprise to your date.
Exactly.
And so, okay, great. Yeah.
Tell us about your date. What's her name? Where'd you guys meet?
Okay, her name is Ava, and I met her online. I mean, she is gorgeous. She you know who she kind of reminds me of? That girl on the show. You guys know the show Riverdale? You know the crazy one?
The redhead?
Okay. No, the other one.
Okay.
I can't remember her name, but like the really, really hot one.
Okay.
Veronica?
Hot one on Riverdale, kind of psycho.
Yeah, I mean,
that's your type.
To each of their own.
Sure.
Gotcha.
Sure.
So we're chatting for a while, like talking about our interests. And we got to talking about how stressful both of our lives have been lately.
Yeah.
And just saying that we both need some relaxation and light bulb goes off. That gave me an idea for a date.
Oh, Magnum Mark knows how to relax.
Okay.
I guarantee that.
And he knows what to do with a light bulb.
Yeah.
What are you planning then?
So I asked her out and I kind of teased her by saying that I had a little surprise lined up for us.
Okay. That's exciting.
So I gave her an address for us to meet at, but I didn't tell her what we were doing, and I even blindfolded her before she went to the door.
This scares me a little.
See?
Yeah.
Thank you, Alexis. I'm sorry, you're meeting a guy you never knew. He's putting a blindfold on you and telling you to meet him at an undisclosed location.
Blindfolds take a lot of trust.
I know. Sign me up for that. That sounds
like I said,
hot.
She knew that she was getting into this kind of a date.
Okay.
So I put this blindfold on her, and I did a little reveal standing in front of the welcome counter.
The welcome counter
to what?
Where? Yeah, of what?
The welcome counter at the mortuary.
Welcome, you're dead.
It's a surprise.
Everyone get in.
No, it was a salon for a surprise spa day.
Oh, that's so fun.
Okay. Relaxation, gotcha.
And chances are good. Like, she probably Google searched the address prior to being
played dumb that she didn't know.
Totally, that's what I would have done.
She seemed shocked and happy. Like, she seemed definitely excited.
Oh, okay.
Great.
And then after the massages, I had another surprise.
Oh.
A special sushi dinner.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, that sounds so good.
So
it does.
We sat down and we ate sushi together. And at one point, I tried to get her to kiss me by putting a little glob of wasabi on my lip.
That's not going to work.
When your voice got all deep and sensual, I thought something really good was coming here.
And then you, like, why would she want to kiss? That would burn, man.
Yeah, I feel like I have to take the Magnum out of your Magnum Mark at this point.
I said, do I have something on my face? And, of course, I was hoping that she would go in and kiss it off, but she didn't. She flicked it off with a chopstick.
Yeah, I would have grabbed a napkin and been like, bro.
I'd be concerned if she went in and tried to kiss the wasabi off your face.
Thank you. Someone's got stray food on your face.
Ew.
That is disgusting that someone else would want to put it inside their mouth.
Gross. Okay, but you know what? The whole date overall seems like a decent date, minus the wasabi kiss.
He put a lot of effort in.
How did you end things?
Oh, awesome. I mean, we ended things. It was great. You know, we said our goodbyes, and it seemed like we were gonna hang out again sometime. And of course, I hinted at another little surprise for her for our next date.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And we have been chatting over the last couple of days, but I do feel like she's avoiding me.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Do you think it's, and I've had this problem, do you think it's too many surprises? You're being too romantic? You're doing too much too soon?
Yeah, let's go with that. That's definitely it. too amazing, too romantic.
Well, but she has been responding to my text. She's just not making definite plans. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it.
Okay. Yeah, like maybe it's too easy is what you're saying, Jose.
Yeah.
There's no challenge for her there.
Let's find out. We're going to play a song, come back. We'll call Ava for you, and we'll try and get your second date update, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hold on, Magnum Mark.
Second date update.
I've heard a lot of tricks for trying to get a kiss on a first date.
Yeah.
But putting wasabi on your lips and saying, do I have anything on my face? Haven't heard that one yet.
No.
It would burn.
But that's what one of our listeners, Mark, tried. It's a curious move, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
No. Yeah, maybe that's the moment that turned everything for you, Mark. Not all the spoiling stuff with the surprises and the gifts. Maybe she just thinks you're too weird.
Oh,
would,
so hard.
Would you say you're weird, Mark?
Wow.
Because, you know, I'm weird. I've licked Tabasco off people, places, and things before.
That's
so
true.
I suppose I have an interesting sense of humor.
Okay. It was supposed to be a funny first kiss.
Besides the kiss part, it does seem like there's a lot of potential here.
Yeah, you're really separating yourself from other guys, bro. The things you're doing, you're spoiling her. And then even the surprise kiss, it didn't work, but it was very unique. I mean, she's never going to be on another date, I'm sure, like that.
I hope so.
Or maybe never another date with you either. But
that was harsh, Jeffrey.
I'm just trying to be honest. Mark's, we got a wacky sense of humor, right, Mark?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know you're joking. I'm hoping there's another shot for a date.
And I think what the boys are saying, too, is if she's not the one that wants to go out with you again, that you just keep doing you because you'll find somebody appreciates that.
Alexis.
I wasn't even finished my sentence. Alexis. You'll find somebody Alexis.
Yeah. All right. We have a backup. Yeah. We have a plan B ready for you, just in case.
Thank you, ladies. It's good to get that feedback because, you know, I do have a special little spark, and I like to do these little surprises. And you're right. I will not stop.
Good.
Okay.
You should, bro.
Okay.
And that's why they call him Magnum Mark.
Nobody, only
you're
you.
The only one.
That's why I call him that. All right. I'm going to dial Ava's number right now. We're going to see what she has to say. You ready, man?
Let's just see what happens. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Dialing your phone number right now.
Hello.
Hey, is this Ava?
Who is this?
Ava, it's me, Jeff. From the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, your favorite morning show.
Oh, same energy.
It's me.
Why are you calling me?
Do you know who I am?
I listen to you guys sometimes, but...
Oh, hey, I'm hearing a huge fan.
You are weird, man. You are so weird.
I am just calling on behalf of one of our fans that's even bigger than you. His name is Mark. Mark is a guy that you went out with the other day?
Yeah, something like that.
What do you mean something like that? It sounds like you guys had a really cool night that he put a lot of effort into.
Wait, he told you about our date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gave us the rundown that he had a bunch of surprises lined up for you with a spa day and a little surprise sushi dinner at this exclusive restaurant.
Oh, my God. He told you about spa day?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he? That sounds awesome.
I thought it was going to be a little sleazy if he got you guys like a couples massage or something, but he just sounded like he really wanted to do something kind for you.
So when I think of spa day, I'm sure you guys too, like you imagine plush white robes and steam rooms and hot stone therapy. It smells delicious in there, all that good stuff, right?
Yeah, totally.
So first of all, he blindfolded me, which like should have been a red flag, right?
Yeah. I could see it being scary. Yeah.
You could think that, but you could also think fun.
Yeah, so I was trying to be open-minded, and I was like, okay, I'll let this guy blindfold me, whatever. So we get there, and he takes my blindfold off, and where am I standing? Mm-hmm. Literally in front of one of those massage parlor rooms inside a mall.
Okay.
Oh, like a strip mall, one of those.
I've had good massages at places like that,
though. But usually, like, when you get someone a spa or you go to a spa, it's like it's either its own entity or it's in, like, a fancy hotel or something.
Yeah, but beggars can't be choosers here. I mean, you can still get a good massage at a place like that.
It's true.
Well, what is this like? Is this, like, it's a place in a mall and they have, like, little private rooms where you lie down? Or what is
this? No, there's zero privacy. Like, there's a bunch of people in one room getting massages on those weird, like...
The chairs! Like airport massages!
Yeah, I've seen those at the airport.
Oh, yeah, they have at the mall, too, when you're walking.
It's usually, like, when you're on the go really fast. It's like, hey, I got, like, 15 minutes before my flight.
It was awkward. I mean, if you're going to take me to a mall, that does not entail me needing to be blindfolded, you know?
There's a bunch of people.
I guess I didn't think about that, being like led through the mall. And nobody stopped him while that was happening. That's also like,
that's just
Magnum Mark is back doing his thing.
But wasn't it relaxing? It had to have still been relaxing.
It was okay. Like, I couldn't really relax because I felt so awkward. And then, like, at one point, he paid for a foot rub, and he was audibly moaning really hard.
No, he
wasn't.
Maybe
I shouldn't laugh. Sorry.
Dude, that would be me. I'm not even lying. I love a good foot rub. Oh, so nice.
Stop. Don't make the noises.
One good thing about it was we were right next to this pretzel shop, and I kept smelling that.
Oh, I love the pretzel.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, how did they get that scent so strong?
I don't know.
I mean, honestly.
Okay.
So you were into
Jamba.
It.
No, I was not into it. Like, it was too uncomfortable.
But did you like the effort that he put in? I mean, he did put in some effort.
Yeah. I mean, it may not have been exactly what you expected going into it, but, like, the surprise sushi, like, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
The surprise sushi came from his backpack, and it was from a convenience store.
Oh, he said he took you to sushi.
Yeah, he said.
I mean, the sidewalk.
Oh, bro. This is like the most romantic date on Wish.
You know what?
This is like.
He's got champagne taste on a, you know.
Yeah.
Bud Light budget.
He's balling on a budget.
Yeah.
It's made fresh daily.
There he is.
Every day they make it.
Okay.
Okay.
Mark?
Yeah.
Hey!
Surprise!
Yeah, he has one more little surprise for you. He's been on the other line listening this whole time.
Wow, the surprises just keep on coming.
You never know with Magnum Mark.
That's right.
Ava, I can't believe you didn't enjoy your massage. You seem to be having such a great time, and that place is legit. It's got like a 4.2 star rating on Yelp.
Oh.
Wow.
Above a 4.
Yeah, but you kept saying, like, get ready for a spa day. Like, I almost packed a duffel bag, and then all of a sudden I'm at the mall.
Yeah. Oh, they have, like, you know, lovely fountains at the mall, too. There's some nice smells.
I think, Mark, what she's saying is, like, expectations and reality. I mean, like, her expectations were different, and maybe you elevated the idea a little bit too much.
Look, didn't you tell me that the massage felt good?
Yeah, I said that because I didn't know what else to say. Everybody was there listening.
Come on. on.
Ava, if he would have just said, hey, you want to go to the mall, get a foot massage, and eat some sushi in the parking lot, would you have been dead? Would you have been...
Just call the police now, please.
Would you have been down for that?
That is definitely not my style. I would hope you know me better than that by now.
See? But that's what you did.
Yeah, is your style.
No joke, next to the empty massage table next to me was a mom changing her kid's diaper.
Now you don't get that at a regular spot.
This place is family friendly.
Okay. All right.
Just because I didn't spend $1 million doesn't mean it wasn't a cool surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, he's right.
He didn't even spend $20 on it.
Does it really matter how much money I spent on massage? I mean, a good massage is a good massage.
You're right.
I mean, I think the most incredible part about this whole phone call is that Ava's still able to talk after eating that gas station sushi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know the guy who makes it. It is such... fresh fish.
Okay. Gas station. Hank would never give us gas station.
He tried. He put in effort. He listened to what your needs were, Ava. He tried to meet those needs.
I get it. Everything you did was like, it took time. It took planning. But all of your surprises were just not good, Mark. I'm sorry.
She's honest.
Okay, but he did save the best surprise for last. Oh, and that's offering to go out with him one more time. That is fully paid for by this radio station.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, Ava, hold on. Like, you didn't even think for a second here? Like, we painted a whole picture for you, and we have some actually nice gift cards that we can give to the two of you.
With, like, a table and chairs at a real restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds really lovely, and I appreciate it, but, I mean, the company is still the same, you know? No offense.
No offense? Is that what you want to say in the end?
I don't
want to
be ruined.
I think we're too late for that part. Yeah.
I think this is the reason chivalry is dead. You know, a great guy goes out of his way to make you happy, and it's just not good enough for you.
Out of his way, all the way on the other side of the Cinnabon. Can you believe that? And you still said no.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.